from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Philip Alexio reporting. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson meeting with his NATO allies, saying Friday in Brussels that they must increase their country's defense budgets. The top U.S. diplomat telling the foreign ministers the alliance must have all of the resources, financial and otherwise, that are necessary for NATO to fulfill its mission in places like Iraq and Syria.
I mean, we want to discuss how we can build on NATO's already important involvement in the fight to defeat ISIS and other counterterrorism actions that NATO can provide, and ultimately bring stability to the Middle East.
Tillerson also addressing Russian aggression in Ukraine with remarks that were tougher than those previously made by the administration of U.S. President Donald Trump, which has stressed better relations with Russia. In London on Friday, U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis meeting with his British counterpart, also expressing concern about Russia. Mattis telling reporters at a news conference Russia's been interacting with U.S. President Donald Trump, who supports the National Security Advisor Michael Flynn's offer to cooperate with congressional investigators. U.S. President Donald Trump, in another story, U.S. President Donald Trump supports former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn's offer to cooperate with congressional investigators, looking into contacts between Trump campaign advisors in Russia, as long as Flynn is granted immunity from prosecution. In a Friday morning tweet, President Trump agreed that Flynn should seek immunity for testifying in what he likened to a politically motivated harassment campaign. The Wall Street Journal first reporting Thursday that Flynn is in talks to try to get a promise of immunity, but that no one had agreed to his terms. This is VOA News.